This is the Murli of the 10th of September 2025. Essence, sweet children, never have any doubt about the Father who is making you become like a diamond. To have a doubtful intellect means to cause oneself a loss. Question, what is the main basis of passing the examination of this study for becoming a deity from a human being? Answer, faith. There has to be courage for the intellect to have faith. Maya breaks this courage. She makes your intellect into a doubting intellect. While moving along, if you have any doubt about this study or the supreme teacher who is teaching you, you cause yourself and others a great loss. Song, you are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. Shiv Baba explains to you spiritual children. You children praise the Father and say, you are the ocean of love. He is also called the ocean of knowledge. Only the one is the ocean of knowledge. The rest are called ignorant, because this is a play about knowledge and ignorance. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has this knowledge. It is with this knowledge that the new world is being established. It isn't that he creates a new world. The world is imperishable. It's just that this old world is changed and made new. It isn't that annihilation takes place. The whole world is never destroyed. This world is old, and it is being changed and made into a new world. The Father has explained that this home in which you are sitting is old. You know that we will go to that new home. Similarly, old Delhi is now going to be destroyed. A new one will be made to replace it. Now, how will it be made new? First of all, those who are worthy of staying there are needed. In that new world, there are those who are full of all virtues. You children have your aim and objective. In a school too, there is an aim and objective. Those who study understand what they are going to become. I will become a surgeon, or I will become a barrister. You understand that you have come here to change from ordinary humans into deities. No one can sit in a school without having an aim and objective. However, this school is so wonderful that whilst understanding the aim and objective and studying, some then leave this study. They start thinking that this study is wrong, that that is not their aim and objective, that this can never happen. They also develop doubt about the one who is teaching them. Sometimes in worldly studies, when students don't have enough money to study or they don't have courage, they leave their studies. You wouldn't say that the knowledge to become a barrister is wrong or that the one who is teaching it is wrong. Here, human beings have wonderful intellects. Because you develop doubt about this study, you say that this study is wrong, that God isn't teaching it, that you cannot claim a kingdom, etc., that these are all lies. By thinking in this way, many children leave the study. Everyone would say, you claimed that God was teaching you, through which human beings change into deities. What happened then? You say, no, no, it was all lies. You say that you can't understand the aim and objective. There were some who were studying with faith. Then as soon as they started to have doubts, they stopped studying. How did they have faith, and who then put doubts into their intellects? It would be said that if that person had still been studying, he could have claimed a high status. Many continue to study while studying to become barristers. Some drop out halfway, whereas others continue to study and become barristers. Some study and pass, whereas others fail. They then attain a low status. This is an important examination. You need a lot of courage to pass it. First, you need to have courage for your intellect to have faith. Maya is such that one minute you have faith and the next minute you have a doubtful intellect. Many come here to study, but some have dull intellects. They pass number-wise. A list is printed in the newspapers too. It is the same here. Many come here to study. Some have good intellects and others have dull intellects. Because they have dull intellects, they develop doubt and leave. Then they cause harm to others too. It is said, those who have doubtful intellects are led to destruction. They cannot claim a high status. If you have faith but don't study fully, you cannot pass because your intellects are of no use. You would be unable to imbibe this knowledge. You forget that you are souls. The Father says, I am the Supreme Father of you souls. You children know that the Father has come. Some experience many obstacles and thereby develop doubt. They then say, I don't have faith in such and such a teacher. No matter what the Brahman teachers are like, you should still study. If your teacher doesn't teach you well, you might think of freeing her from teaching you, but you still have to study. This is the Father's study. The Supreme Teacher is teaching you. The Brahman teachers too give his knowledge. Therefore, you have to pay attention to the study. Unless you study, you will be unable to pass the examination. However, if your faith in the Father is broken, you stop studying. While studying, if you start to have any doubts about the teacher as to whether you will receive a certain status through him or not, you stop studying. You then also spoil it for others. When you cause defamation, there is more harm done. A huge loss is experienced. The Father says, if anyone commits a sin here, he has to experience 100-fold punishment, because that one would become an instrument to spoil many others. To whatever extent you had become a charitable soul, you would then become a sinful soul. You become charitable souls through this study. Only the One Father makes you into charitable souls. If some are unable to study, there is definitely something not right. They then say, whatever is in my fortune, what can I do? It is as though they have heart failure. Those who came here and died a living death then go back to a living death in Ravan's kingdom. They are unable to make their lives like a diamond. When human beings have heart failure, they take another birth. Here, when they have heart failure, they go to the devilish community. This is your birth of dying alive. You come here to belong to the Father in order to go to the new world. Souls will go there. When I, a soul, renounce the consciousness of this body, it is understood that I am soul conscious. I am one thing and my body is something else. A soul leaves one body and takes another. Therefore, each soul must definitely be a separate entity. You souls understand that you are establishing heaven and Bharat by following Srimad. The art of changing humans into deities has to be learnt. You children have been told that there is no other company of the truth. Only the one supreme soul is called the truth. His name is Shiva, and he alone establishes the golden age. The period of the Iron Age definitely has to come to an end. How the cycle of the whole world turns is very clear in the picture of the cycle. In order to become deities, you belong to the Father at the confluence age. If you leave the Father, you end up in the Iron Age. If someone has doubts about being a Brahmin, he goes and becomes part of the Shudra clan. In that case, he cannot become a deity. The Father also explains how the foundations are being laid for the establishment of heaven. There is first the foundation ceremony and then the opening ceremony. Here, everything is incognito. You know that you are getting ready to go to heaven. There will then be no mention of hell. You definitely have to study for as long as you live, until the end. Only the one Father who purifies you is the purifier. You children now understand that this is the confluence age when the Father comes to purify you. You should write, it is at this most elevated confluence age that ordinary humans change into Narayan. It is also written that this is your godly birthright. The Father is now giving you divine vision. The soul knows that this cycle of 84 has now come to an end. The Father is now giving you divine vision. The soul knows that the cycle of 84 has now come to an end. The Father sits here and explains to souls. The soul studies, but he still becomes body conscious again and again because there has been body consciousness for half a cycle. Therefore, it takes time to become soul conscious. The Father is sitting here and you have been given time. The lifespan of Brahma is said to be 100 years, or it could be less. However, if Brahma were to leave, it doesn't mean that establishment would not take place. You, the army, are still sitting here. The Father has given you that mantra. You do have to study. It is in your intellect how the world cycle turns. You have to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is by having remembrance that your sins will be absolved. On the path of devotion, you have all been performing sinful acts. The two globes of the old and new worlds are in front of you. You can write death to the old world, the kingdom of Ravan, and victory to the new world, the path of this knowledge, the kingdom of Rama. Those who were worthy of being worshipped have become worshippers. Sri Krishna was beautiful and worthy of being worshipped. However, later on, he became an ugly worshipper in Ravan's kingdom. It is easy to explain this. When worshipping first began, they created a huge diamond lingam. It was most valuable because the father had made you so wealthy. He himself is the diamond. Therefore, he also makes souls become like diamonds. You should make a diamond image of him and keep that. A diamond is always placed in the center. In comparison, an emerald, etc., would not be as valuable. This is why a diamond is placed in the center. 8 jewels are made into the beads of the Rosary of Victory by him. The most value is given to a diamond. All the rest become number wise. It is Shiv Baba who makes you this. None of these things can be explained by anyone but the Father. While studying, some are amazed at this knowledge. They say, Baba, Baba, then they leave. Once you call Shiv Baba Baba, never leave him. Otherwise, it would be said to be your fortune. Those who don't have much in their fortune will perform such acts that they receive 100-fold punishment. In order to become a charitable soul, you do have to make effort. Then, when you commit sin, that sin becomes 100-fold. You then become midgets. You can't grow. Because 100-fold punishment is added, your stage doesn't become powerful. Why should you have any doubt about the Father through whom you become like diamonds? If you leave the Father for any reason, you would be called a most unfortunate soul. Wherever you may be living, you have to remember the Father, and you will then be liberated from punishment. You come here to become pure from impure. Because you have performed certain types of acts in the past, you have a lot of suffering through your bodies. You are now being liberated from that for half a cycle. Check yourselves to see to what extent you are progressing and serving others. You can write at the top of the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, this is the kingdom of peace in the world, and it is now being established. This is your aim and objective. There is 100% purity, peace, and happiness. There is no other religion in their kingdom. Therefore, all the religions that exist now will definitely be destroyed. Great wisdom is needed to explain these things. Otherwise, you explain according to your stage. Sit in front of the pictures and think about all of these things. They have all been explained to you. Since you have understood them, you have to explain them to others. This is why Baba inspires you to open museums. Gateway to Heaven is a very good name. Those are the Delhi Gate and the India Gate. This is the gate to heaven. You are now opening the gates to heaven. People have become just as confused on the path of devotion as they do in a maze. No one can find the way out. Everyone has become trapped in the kingdom of Maya. The Father has now come to release you from that. Some don't want to be released, so what can the Father do? This is why the Father says, if you want to see the most unfortunate ones, see those who stop studying here. They have doubtful intellects, and kill themselves for many births. This happens when their fortune becomes spoilt. When there are bad omens, then instead of becoming beautiful, they become ugly. It is incognito souls who study. Souls do everything through their bodies. Souls cannot do anything without bodies. It takes effort to consider yourself to be a soul. When you don't have the faith that you are a soul, you become body conscious. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vadarna. 1. The teachings taught by the Supreme Teacher change us from human beings into Narayan. Have this faith and pay full attention to the study. Don't see the teacher who is teaching you. 2. Make effort to become soul conscious. Since you have died a living death, let go of all consciousness of your body. Become a charitable soul. Don't perform any sinful acts. Blessing. May you be filled with all treasures and constantly experience your stage of perfection by having the awareness of spinning the discus of self-realization. Those who constantly spin the discus of self-realization remain free from the many types of the spinning of Maya. The one discus of self-realization finishes all wasteful spinning. It chases Maya away. Maya cannot stay in front of such souls. Because children who are the spinners of the discus of self-realization are constantly full, they remain unshakable. They experience themselves to be full of all treasures. Maya tries to empty them, but they are constantly cautious, alert, and ignited lights, and so Maya is unable to do anything to them. Those who are guards of attention stay alert and constantly safe. Slogan, make your words very powerful, with pure and elevated feelings merged in them. Avyak signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. In order to have powerful remembrance, your love must come from an honest heart. Those who have honest hearts are able to become a point in a second, and able to remember Bhava the point. Because of pleasing the Lord with their honest hearts, such souls claim special blessings from the Father, with which they are easily able to stabilize in the thought of one. They will experience remembrance in the volcanic form and spread powerful vibrations everywhere. Om Shanti.